So when I was growing up, my biological father was a little bit of a workaholic and would oftentimes travel for months on end. My mother had been diagnosed with a severe depressive disorder and would lock herself in her room, oftentimes for weeks, and we wouldn't see her. So my sister and I often were left to our own devices and commonly were fighting for mommy and daddy's attention, which, you know, obviously could get escalated very, very quickly. And we kind of almost had this like battle going between us. So she would get suspended from school. And then, of course, I would have to get suspended from school. She started smoking weed and I would shave my head in crazy designs. She started getting in all of these fights and would listen to heavy rock music to piss off her parents. And I would sing Celine Dion at the top of my lungs. All by myself. Woo! But it was when we were left alone that things would escalate really quickly. There was this one particular night that I remember. I was 12, she was 14, and my parents had, for whatever reason, decided to go out for dinner and a movie, and they kind of ominously looked at us before they left, and they were like, "You kids behave now. Don't get into any trouble." And of course, in the back of my mind, we were like, challenge accepted. So about 30 minutes after my parents left, I was sitting in the living room with the big screen television, and I was watching Rugrats, which any 90s kid would be doing if you have any morals or values whatsoever. And my sister, out of the blue, who had been in the other room, comes in, snatches the remote off of the couch, and changes the channel to 90210. This means war. So I jump up off the couch and, you know, I reach for the remote and try and get it back from her, and she doesn't give it back. And then we start yelling at each other and screaming and cussing, and we're pushing and we're yelling and we're pulling each other's hair and we're hitting each other, and things are building and building and escalating because there's no one to stop us. So all we're going to do is fight and fight and fight and fight. And this goes on for about 45 minutes until finally my sister snaps, and I could see it in her eyes. I had pushed her over the edge again. So she bolts into the kitchen, and she grabs like a 10-inch carving knife. And I realize, oh, shit, I've gone too far. So I start running down the hallway, and I turn down the other hallway, and I get into my room, and I slam the door shut, and I lock it, and I push a sofa up against the door. And finally, I'm safe. You see, this isn't the first time that this had happened. About a week prior, she had that same knife to my throat as my mom stood behind her in horror, thinking that she was about to see her favorite child killed. Before that, she had body slammed me through a glass table and taken the glass and cut me with it just to see if I would bleed. And I still have the scar. And so I knew that I had to arrange my room in a way that I could protect myself, but I also felt safe in this kind of, in the way that I had had the door barricaded. So while she's on the other side of this door, knife in hand, pounding and pounding and pounding at the door, I'm on the other side slinging insults at her. You stupid bitch! And she's going at it and going at it and going at it, but then after a little while, she stops. Absolute silence. Which is terrifying. Because I don't know where she is. And I don't know what she's doing. And in that moment, she had gone to the hallway closet and gotten a step stool. And she came back in full fury. And she is banging on my door trying to break it down. Bam! 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 And I realize in this moment, as I hear the door starting to break, that, oh, shit, she's getting in. So I run into the corner of my room and I pick up my landline telephone, which, if there are any millennials out here, that's a phone you plug into the wall that you don't have to charge.
And I dial 911. Officer, officer, my sister has a knife. My parents aren't home. She's trying to kill me. You have to get over here. And of course, the dispatcher is, what is your address? What is your telephone number? Where are your parents? Like, stay in your room. We're dispatching officers right now. Stay in your room. And I'm just pacing back and forth in anxiety in this room as she's banging on my door. And I don't know if 5 minutes went by or 10 seconds or an hour. It's all relative at that point. But at a certain point in time, my sister stopped banging on my door. And I thought that she had gone away. But you see, my bedroom was the last door at the end of the hall on the first, it was a one-story house. And I turn around to the window that faces the backyard. And I see my sister with the knife in hand, just rocking back and forth, just angry, just, I'm gonna fucking kill you. You should have never messed with me. And of course, I'm freaking out, right? So I'm on the phone, officer, where are your police? She's in the backyard. She's gonna get me. She's gonna get me. Where are you? And the dispatcher says, you know, stay in your room. We're on their way. The police are in the neighborhood. We're almost there. And again, lost track of time, but eventually the police, they storm in the backyard. They find my sister. They get the knife out of her hand. They throw her on the ground. They handcuff her and hold her down until she calms down. It took 4 grown men to restrain my 14-year-old sister. But she eventually does calm down, and the police had called my parents, and they eventually come home. And of course, they're furious, right? But they decided not to press charges or not to have my sister arrested, and so the police left. My parents went in their room and went to sleep. My sister went in her room and went to sleep. I went into my room and went to sleep with a sharpened screwdriver under my pillow. And I think it's safe to say we got my parents' attention that night. Thank you.